Yeah. الله لا إله إلا الله طب ربي تسيبو 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 طب ربي تسيبو
The unmistakable music of Yasser Shadley, who is actually in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, with me right here at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. I'll be interviewing Yasser Shadley in person. He's even brought his oud, so stay tuned for that for the second part of Arabology right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. And to tell you about the track you just heard, it was one of many, many beautiful tracks composed and performed by Yasser Shadley called Tlob Rabbi Tsibo. Am I right, Yasser? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
And welcome to Arabology.
Yes, sir.
Yasser, is this your first time here at
KZ? Yes, it's my first time in this big Stanford place.
Oh, and you so found big. You found your way quite well.
We had a magnet with your heart. Yes.
I like that right away. Yeah, Yasser, the song we heard, Tlob Rabbi Tsibo, is typical sort of the beautiful music you produce, especially on this album. Can you tell us what the title means and maybe a little bit about the album itself?
There are three sounds. There is Tlob, and there is Rabbi, and there is Tsibo. Tlob Rabbi Tsibo. Tlob means to ask, to seek, to search, to look for. Mm-hmm. And then Rabbi means your Lord, whatever you think that is. If you seek that one, Tsibu means you will get it. You will reach it.
Wow.
From Asaba, Yusibu.
Nice.
Isaba. And when you play soccer, they say he scored. He made as Isaba.
Isaba, no. Uh-huh. No. Wow. So, and so I have to tell our listeners that you speak, of course, beautiful classical Arabic, but you also speak Darija, which is Moroccan. Now, there, I think, you know, me being Lebanese and you being Moroccan, if we spoke Darija, we might not understand 100%.
That's all right.
So we're trying to speak this classical Arabic here.
Yes.
Are you comfortable speaking both, Yasser?
I will try to remember. It's in my freezer. I have to defrost all the Arabic.
Put it in the microwave for a little bit.
Yes, you have to defrost.
But yes, and no, seriously, you actually were born in Casablanca, Morocco.
That's right.
And came to the USA now since 1977.
That's right. I lived here more than when I lived there.
Wow. Wow. So. And so you're living actually now in the East Bay.
Yes.
And you are one of those musicians, Yasser, who actually is comfortable with more than one instrument.
Yes. Once you play a string instrument, for example, then it's familiar. You'll become familiar to play banjo or guitar or anything that has strings.
Right.
It's similar.
But I mean, I heard you play not only the oud, but the gimbri,
yes,
the karba,
karkaba,
the darbuka, the fretless banjo. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
The tarija.
Yes.
And bendir. Right. And so what are these names for our listeners who have never been to the Middle East?
There is string instruments, which is the oud, the fretless banjo, and the gimbri. These are string instruments. And the other ones, karkaba and bendir and tarija and derbuka, these are to keep the rhythm. They are drums.
Mm.
They are drums. The karkaba is made of metal.
Wow.
It's like castanets, but made of metal.
And so it's got that distinction. But do you play them all yourself, or is this part of the band that plays with you?
Part of the band, everybody plays different instruments. But sometimes if I'm recording in a studio by myself, I could play one line with the oud, and then one line with derbuka, one line with bendir. I myself can play all the other instruments that goes with it.
Wow.
But some instruments I am better than others.
Right.
Because the derbuka, for example, Bushaib, my buddy who sings and plays derbuka, he's one of the great derbuka players. I can never play like him. I mean, he can roll a drum and do all this stuff with his fingers.
Yeah.
But I cannot do that. But I can keep the rhythm.
Right. Are you most comfortable with the oud?
I'm most comfortable a little bit with everything I would say. I'm more interested in the whole picture of the song and the, how the structure of the song. And I'm more into composing.
Nice.
And I leave the acrobacy of the drums and this and that to people who likes to do that.
Right.
But I'm more interested in the sentences, how the melody goes with each other.
Right.
I look to that side.
MashaAllah. Yeah. That's really beautiful the way you put that. Music sort of as poetry almost.
Yes.
And the making of it. Yasser, where did this start? Were you always aware of your talent for music even when you were a child? Or is this something you decided to develop later on in life?
I remember making my own instrument. A lot of Moroccans, they want to make their own toys.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s. You have to make your toys.
Yeah.
There's no Toys R Us.
I remember.
You make.
I'm a 60s guy too here. So little cars we try to make from a branch.
Right, the cars and all stuff. So I made my own instrument with the fishing pole strings.
Wow.
And a gasoline can and little stick, broomstick, broken one. And I tried to create an instrument, putting the bridge as the cork.
Wow.
Of olive oil.
This is as a child.
As a child.
In Morocco.
In Morocco, I'm trying to make my own instrument.
Yeah.
And then I try to play with it, and I try to make sense of what I am playing.
Yeah.
And then my father just passed by, and he picked up that instrument, and he did it like that. And he said, see, I cannot do that. That's for you.
Wow.
That, for me, opened the whole door.
That's
when
nice.
He said, that's for you, as if he gave me the green light. Go ahead.
Wow.
And continue that route.
Alhamdulillah, because I think that kind of encouragement must have meant a lot to you as you embarked on your journey.
Yes, I take that example as my father did with me. I do with my own children and tell them, look, you have to find something that is good for you, and I encourage them to find that way.
Allah khalilak ya hum. Yasser, you have three children, I hear. And Allah khalilak bitla'u zay abuhum wa ahsan kaban, inshallah. Yasser, did you eventually go to music school and get what they call, you know, a classical training, or do you continue to play from the heart and from the sort of from the ear?
I combined both of them. I played with what I hear from the street musicians and folk music, and the music that is popular with Moroccan people that they play naturally without going to school or anything. It's part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
When every house must have little drums.
Right.
People that drum for weddings and they sing. So I can play all that. And then the musician that goes from house to house asking for money, where they play from door to door. Those are the Gimbri musician, that Gnawa musician. They pass by.
There's that word, right? Gnawa, which is part of the concert you're doing.
Right.
Yeah,
so some Gnawis, they go around to make their money through playing with the Gimbri, and we put the money in the hole of that Gimbri.
Yeah.
And then I listen and I see the fingers how they do it, and I try to imitate them. And then I went to school to study music. The notes,
mm-hmm.
The black notes is one rhythm, the white notes is two, and the white with the dot is three, and how you read them and on those lines and stuff like that. But it was so foreign to me, it looked like ants running around.
Yeah.
I didn't really click with that. It was so intellectual,
wow.
Even though I understood it,
right,
I understood
right.
What they mean by it. I didn't like the idea to look and then to play. For me, playing come from within out.
Absolutely.
I couldn't say play from outside in.
Wow. And so this was in Morocco that you took?
That was in Morocco. I took
before you came to
America. Yes, I took 2 years of studying solfège.
Oh.
With French teachers there.
Ah, parce que vous parlez français aussi.
Ah oui, je parle français aussi.
Ouais, moi aussi, mais on ne va pas parler français ce soir.
Non, parce que
cet après-midi, c'est l'arabe, c'est meilleur.
Bien sûr.
I got him into trouble here. I said, what is better, French or Arabic? My fault entirely, ladies and gentlemen. So, Yasser, we're going to take a little break here and listen to Saadiya, which is another track from your beautiful CD. What
yes.
can you tell us about Saadiya, this track we're going to play?
So, Saadiya comes from Saad, means happiness, and Saadiya means my own happiness. I'm so happy. And the answer is because my parents raised me well, and I'm thankful for them.
Wow.
And one of them.
And it also happens to be, I think, a woman's name, like a girl's name.
You can
in
name
the Arab world,
Lady
right?
Saadiya.
Saadiya,
yes,
and Saadiya. Hopefully she'll be Saida.
Saida, and Saad also means good luck. He says so and so has good Saad.
Wow.
He bought the lottery and won.
Wow.
That's a good set.
It's Allah. We all would need that, huh?
Yes.
So, we're going to play Saadia from your album. And I hear now that this is so gracious of you. You brought your oud with you to the studio.
And the gimbri.
So how about after we listen to Saadia, you give us a live demo? This is going to be a first right here on the KZSU Arabology show.
Yes.
So we'll listen to Saadia as Yasser Shadli, who is my one and only guest here today in the studio, gets comfortable, and I guess I heard you tuning your instrument there, so I know we're in for a treat. Yasser Shadli will be right back after we hear Saadia for another little chat as well as a little live demo. Shukran. Jazakallahu khair.
Afwan.
الله يرحم الوالدين باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا سعدي يا الله يرحم الوالدين
يا سعدي يا سعدي الله يرحم
الوالدين باش كتمشي وترسي صلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي وترسي صلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي السفينة ياك الصلاة على نبينا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين
يا سعدي
الله يرحم الوالدين باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي سفينة الصلاة على نبينا وما ربا والوالدين والميمة والبو الحزين ما ربا والوالدين وما قرا والوالدين سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين
سعدي
الله يرحم الوالدين يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين
سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين
يا رسولات قناطي من زلاتي عظمت إن الكبائر في بالغفران كل مامي لعل رحمة ربي حين يقسمها تأتي على حسبي الموتات على حسب العصيان في القصام.
سدي الله ارحم الوالدين.
It is 4:30 p.m. Right here at KZSU Stanford, 90.1 FM. This is your DJ Ramsey. The show is Arabology. And in the last half hour of the show, and I don't know if you can hear this in the background, we have Yasser Shadli in the studio, who has very kindly agreed to play the oud. I think you're hearing him tuning his oud in the background there. This is actually a first for the Arabology show, where we've actually had a musician live in the studio who's going to play for us the oud. The oud, of course, is spelled O-U-D in English and spelled Ain, wow, that in Arabic is a very, very well-known instrument. It's a string instrument. And you haven't really heard the oud till you've heard Yasser Shadli play the oud. He is in the studio. And Yasser, what are you going to play for us on the oud today?
I'm going to play a song as a reminder of the most common universal feeling people feel for each other.
And that is?
Love.
Al-hub.
Al-hub.
L'amour.
L'amour.
No matter what language we say it. So is this a specific piece that you've composed, or is it a tribute to someone? Or?
Yes, I composed the words and the music. You cannot compose from nothing. You have to have some influence. You can't create from nothing. But I use music that I hear as my painting colors. Mm. Then I paint my own painting.
And so this came maybe on a day where you're thinking about universal love and humanity.
Yes.
And you decided to compose this track.
Yes, I like to present something that rings a bell with everyone.
Absolutely. What better way to do that than through the oud, through Yasser Shadli's amazing talent, and through, of course, music. So, Yasser, I'm going to let you show the listeners or have the listeners hear what you do best here. And after you show us a little bit of oud, we'll play another track, and then maybe we'll get you to play yet another instrument. But inshallah, we'll move with that, inshallah. Shukran, Yasser.
حب قلبي ساك روحي دايما معك وحيد مهجور مهموم ما عرفت راحة ولا
Allah. What did you think, guys, of this? Was that not the most amazing performance we've had here at KZSU? Ahlan wa sahlan. Sorry, Yasser, for the small cramped space. I know you're used to singing in much bigger venues than a little studio here on a hot day.
Yes,
but I don't know.
Space is in the heart. If one person is big ego, there is no space. One can fill up the whole place with their big egos. If there is nice people, 100 people can be in a spoon and they fit each other.
That sounds like some kind of proverb we would have in Arabic, something about yes. Al-Bayt Yasa'a, Al-Duyuf, or something like that. You know, and that also brings me to a quick question I had for you, Yasser, because I don't know if you know this, but in addition to music and spreading this beautiful message of peace and harmony, Yasser Shadli is also an imam at Masjid Al-Imam. In Oakland, California.
Yeah.
How long have you been an imam in that?
Well, you know, imam is a title that people gave to me because of their love for me. I don't say imam to myself. I don't consider that. Imam is a very high title.
But you are there to speak to the people.
Yes, yes. It's a choice of the people and to share with them love.
Wow.
Love. And it's a... It's from the direction of tasawwuf or Sufism.
Wow, and I could tell from your music there was a lot of Sufi influences there. So would you consider yourself a Sufi?
It's hard to say I am Sufi because then there is I am there to deal with.
Yeah.
They say we're just trying to be good ones, good people, to spread love and to use music as a tool to show the compassion in the heart, to show goodness. Because some other fringes of Muslims or there's a plague going through the Muslim world saying that music is haram, for example. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, because I have heard that. But then, you know, I don't know if I have the greatest respect for Islam. I grew up with Muslims. Mm-hmm. They are my brothers and they are my friends. Mm-hmm. I myself happen to come from, you know, a Christian family.
Right.
And but everybody, they've always told me, نحن من أهل الكتاب. It doesn't matter whether you are Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We are all brothers. Mm-hmm. But some of my Muslim friends, they used to say that music is haram.
Right.
Why do they say that?
Because they think, when they think about music, they only think music that is coming from the belly button down.
Mm.
That's haram.
Yeah.
But so they throw the baby with the water. How do you say that?
They throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, don't throw everything. There is music from the heart up to heavens.
Absolutely. And I think Sufi music in particular has that connection between the divine and yourself, as we can see.
And you want to share that with the people. The best way to share it is through music.
Wow.
It's a universal concept.
I am so happy to hear that. And let me just say that Masjid al-Imam is actually a multicultural mosque located in Oakland, California. I love the way you guys speak about the mosque because it offers a peaceful, non-political environment with the emphasis on spiritual aspects of Islam and Sufism. While adhering to the principles of Islam, Masjid al-Imam also recognizes the teachings of brotherhood of mankind and the unity of belief in God that is present in all religions and spiritual paths. So you have services on Fridays?
We have services on Fridays 1:30 and Masjid al-Iman with N at the end.
Ah, okay.
To make a difference.
And of course the khutbah begins I think around 1:45 p.m.
Yes.
Great. And then Saturday, what goes on Saturday at 7:45 p.m?
Right. So we make a circle and then we recite the divine names and attributes of Allah.
How beautiful.
He's the merciful, he's the kind, he's this. We repeat it over and over, which we call dhikr.
So it's dhikrullah.
Dhikrullah, because ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. With dhikr, your heart is happy.
Beautiful. And are services conducted in English or in Arabic?
Most of the people don't speak Arabic, so I conduct
you
in
You do both.
In
That's
English.
Really nice. So, Yasser, do you welcome people who aren't Muslim, like who would like
yes,
to come? And
I have written in the on the mosque, Masjid al-Iman, where everyone is welcome.
Nice.
And I make sure of that.
So
I want to open the door of Islam very wide so anybody can come in.
Wow.
We can't just make it so narrow and be choosy and selective. That, for me, is close to oppression, which I don't like.
Absolutely. Yasser Shadli, it's such an honor to be with you. Now, I know you're going to play another track in a little while for another instrument before we have to end the show at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to leave the listeners with another track of yours. It's actually the title track from your CD, and it's called Ashiq.
Zin.
Now, Ashiq.
Ashiq.
Ashiq, not Ashiq. Okay.
Ashiq.
Ashiq.
Zin.
Zin.
Beauty.
Beauty. Oh, okay. Like Zin.
Lovers of beauty.
I see. So it's a lover of beauty. Ashiq Zin. I hear some Moroccan in Zin, I think. And we'll play that one. It's a pre-recorded track as we have you sort of exchange instruments and maybe show us another instrument you play during the last part of the show here on Arabology. Yasser Shadli, I will never be able to thank you for the joy you are bringing with you on today's episode of Arabology. Shukran jazilan. So here we go. We'll listen to that track as Yasser Shadli, who actually, I want to remind everybody, will be in concert along with Eliyahu Sills and Tim Abdullah Fuzon and Bushaib Abdelhadi at La Peña Cultural Center on May 25th at 8 p.m. And that is in Berkeley. So make sure you check out that concert if you like the music. And we'll come back with one last segment with Yasser Shadli right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
حبت الناس وقلب عميقه والبال هادي والطرح عندك واسمع شيخ زين شيخ زين الين يا ناس لكل شمال تعامل زوين مع الناس على كل حال شيخ زين الين يا ناس لكل شمال وين ما الناس على كل حال
ما فرحان محزين داك وصف عشاك ديما محبوب وعمال متفنى واخذ راحة من حين لحين وديما في طريق المؤمنين داك 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 عشيق الزين يا ناس يا عاشقين
Turtle Trust is dedicated to protecting the world's population of sea turtles. They are currently engaged in funding research and conservation projects in Hawaii, Costa Rica, India, and Sierra Leone. You can help support their efforts or find out how you can get involved by visiting world-turtle-trust.org. That's world-turtle-trust.org.
It is 10 to 5 right here on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. My guest is Yasser Shadli. And during that beautiful piece we heard by him, which was called Ashiq Zin from his CD, Ashiq Zin, Yasser actually went and switched instruments. This time he is not holding the oud. He is holding another instrument called the gimbri. And I hope I'm not butchering this word. Because Yasser Shadli's amazing wife is in the studio, and she told me there were three names for this instrument. Yasser, what's it called?
Yes, well, most common name we say gimbri, and another common name is sintir, And another common name is Hajhuj.
Hajhuj.
Maybe Hajhuj is for the lowest one, big one. And Santir in between. And Gimbri is the small one.
So the one you're holding right now would be which one?
This should be a Santir.
A Santir. I like that. It's a beautiful instrument. It's hard to describe to our listeners. Maybe when they hear it, they'll know. But we'll be putting up some pictures on the website of you with these beautiful instruments so people can associate how they look with how they sound. Mm-hmm. So, Yasser, you're going to play a track for us here of on the Santir.
Yes.
What's this track about?
I'm going to play this song called Bushama.
Wow. And what does that mean?
Bushama, father of Shama. Father Abu Shama.
Abu Shama. Abu Shama. Hello, Jidda. Yes. And so we'll have you play that. And I want to remind everybody to stay tuned after the show for Sunflower Sutra with, of course, Emma, DJ Emma, who comes on at 5 p.m. So I'm going to turn over the airwaves to the one and only Yasser Shadli. And here he is playing the Gimbri.
فاطمة جد الحسنين طه ياسين يا ابو شمع والله والله ابو شمع ويا حبيب الله يا المكاوي والله والله مكاوي يا المكاوي والله والله مكاوي مكاوي الله يالله مكاوي ويا حبيب الله مكاوي الله يالله مكاوي حبيب الله اسم أحمد في الأرض محمد يوم الميعاد الشافع فينا مكاوي المدينة جد الحسنين طه ياسين يا ابو شمع والله والله ابو شمع داوينا رجال الله رجال الله داوينا رجال الله يا عمر دوايا عبد الله عمر دوايا 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 عمر دوايا
I forgot I'm on the air here. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This has never happened before. What an amazing, amazing track there called Bushama.
Bushama.
Bushama. Now, this is your own composition.
No,
yes,
this one is traditional song.
Oh,
I try to play it as close as much as to the
and so
tradition.
It was traditional Moroccan, right?
In the Gnawa repertoire.
Wow.
And the Gnawa music, they compose their music with colors.
Nice.
And then each color has 7 songs.
Wow.
So that's how they remember them. And this song, Bushama, comes in the green color songs.
Wow. And
or they call them Shurfa. They played holy people, saints.
Nice. Wow, I didn't know any of that. Yasser said you should be here for hours. We have so much yet to talk about, and the time is almost finished here. It flew by very quickly. Is this the kind of music you're going to be playing during your concert on May 25th at the La Peña's Cultural Center?
Yes, the reason I came here to give a taste of the music we're going to play at La Peña. And sometimes if you want to know more what's in the bag of raisins, you have to taste one raisin.
Yeah, so you have to go to the concert.
So I give a little taste so people can come.
You know, I have to tell you, I met you today and I feel like I've known you for a while. You
Me
are
too.
A very
Me
soulful,
too.
Kind
yes,
person who brought his lovely wife, Sid Khadija,
yes.
with you. And I know you have 3 children. Yeah. Allah khalilak ya hum. They are blessed to have them. And we're going to leave the listeners with one last track from your CD. This one is called... Bil Mustafa. Mustafa is one of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Also, Bushama is one of his names.
Also, okay. And so, this one, Bil Mustafa, is what can you tell us about this track before we leave the listeners with it?
It says, Ya Rabbi Bil Mustafa, Billig Maqasidana, Waghfir Lana Mamada, Ya Wasi' al Karami.
Wow. So I understood, you know, forgive what has passed for us, you with your all-bestowing generosity.
Wider karam, generosity, yes.
What a beautiful words and beautiful music to leave everybody with here on the Arabology show. Yasser Shadli, please, please, please come back whenever you feel like it. And if you're ever on the Stanford campus, whether you are in the studio or out there in the fresh air, please look us up. We are huge fans of yours.
Yes,
we appreciate the music. Yeah. And thank you for changing the world in your own way beautiful place.
We should. We are here to demolish oppression.
Absolutely.
Because wasi al karami means to be wider in the generosity. The opposite of this is oppression.
Absolutely.
And right now there is too much oppression in this world.
I know, but through your music, we see it on the hope. Tayyip, shukran jazilan. Merci beaucoup, cher monsieur.
Oui, monsieur.
And many thanks for being here on the Arabology Show. Stay tuned, everybody, in a few minutes. It's going to be DJ Emma and Sunflower Sutra. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Arabology. Thanks to Eliyahu Sills and to Alex Hughes, who was also in the studio promoting the concert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and à bientôt.
Merci.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألود به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمام ولن يضيق رسول الله جاهك بي إذا الكريم تجلى باسم منتقم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم يا نفس لا تقنطي من زلات عظمت إن الكبائر في الغفران كاللمم يا ربي We'll be right back.
قاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لمن ألود به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمل ولن يضيق رسول الله جاهك بي إذا الكريم تجلى باسم منتقم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم يا نفس لا تقنطي من زلات عظمت إن الكبائر في الغفران كالأمان
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
يا نفس لا تقنطي من زلات عظمت إن الكبائر في الغفران كالأمان لعل رحمة ربي حين يقسمها تأتي على حسب العصيان في القسم
يا ربي بالمصطفى